Good morning. You reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Kim. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
I am in need of roadside assistance. Thing is, I don't have my policy number. I can give you all the other information.
Okay. Unfortunately, we would need your policy number along with the last 6 digits of your VIN to access your account information. Without that information,
I can get you the VIN. I'm with the car.
Yes, but I would need your policy number as well. Are you able to look it up online? Perhaps an old bill?
Not really. I just know I pay for this every single month, and now I need it. My name is Shannon Turnbull. It's a Ford Focus. I can give you the license plate. I can give you my birthday, address, anything you need.
Yeah, I don't have the ability to look up your account, nor do I have access to any of the details pertaining to your account. You can contact Mercury Customer
Service.
So
you guys have changed some things then? It's been a very long time since I had to use roadside assistance with Mercury, but a couple times that I used it a long time ago, it was really, really simple.
Yeah, we're not Mercury. We're a company. Let's see if I can locate a previous ticket. You're in Arizona.
Did they change what company? Yes, ma'am. Did they change what company they use?
That I don't know. Okay, let's see what I can do. Can I start with their first name?
Let me look. It's Shannon. Let me look through the glove box. Hold on.
Your last name is Shannon?
No, my first name is Shannon. My last name
is Turnbull. Yes, your last name.
I'm making a mess.
That's,
my car don't have a dome light. I am making a mess.
Can I get a good callback number in case we get disconnected?
It's 602-826-5338.
And
I would think I was out of
location.
Gas. I'm in the Iron Mountain parking lot at 48th Street. I have a cough that I get every it's not contagious, it's allergy. I get it from November to February every single year.
And
ever since the COVID thing, everyone, ever since
it
the COVID thing, everyone's like, oh, my God, he's going to kill me.
Yeah.
All right, so I have my papers here. Somewhere in here is the information, but I don't have a dome light. So hold on, I'm going to put the phone on speaker so I can turn on the flashlight.
Okay. Can you tell me if you want to receive mobile test updates about the status of your service?
Yeah, as long as I'm still able to, like, go through a live person.
Okay.
I would think that I was just out of gas.
Mm-hmm.
May apply. I would think I was just out of gas because I pulled in here kind of low because I was running late for work, but I went to start just now. There's a drag, which I know how to gas to cause that, but there's also a really bad smell immediately.
Okay.
So there's something going on with my car. I need to take it into the shop anyway.
Okay.
But now I got to figure out getting back to work for the next 2 days. This may be it. Hold on. No, this is title summary. Well, title summary will have the VIN. But I have the VIN on the door. Hold on. I'm trying to do this one handed. Are you able to look?
And the vehicle you're calling about?
The Ford Focus. I always forget the year.
Okay. And the color of the vehicle?
I think it's silver. It has like an ugly brownish tint to it, but basically like silver gray.
Okay.
I'm inside the Iron Mountain parking lot. There's a gate. I'll run up there after we hang up to find out before the driver gets here if I can just badge to let him in or if I got to go through them doing it to let him in. Either way, it'll be ready when he gets here.
Okay.
I know how I'm going to do this. I'm not going to get any sleep today.
And can you tell me the reason?
Huh?
Can you tell me the reason for break? Can you tell me the reason for breakdown?
I just now went to start it. There was a drag, and then there's a really bad smell, and it won't start. I don't know what it is. I know I need gas, but I don't think that's what it is. Because the smell.
Okay. Do you know if your vehicle is a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive?
No, the basic two-wheel drive. It is a very basic vehicle. Small engine.
Okay.
Unreal. I got to be back up at 1 o'clock at latest, 1 p.m. in order to catch the bus out here.
Okay. I just have a few yes or no questions for you. Is your vehicle currently in a parking garage?
Not a garage. It's in the Iron Mountain parking lot. Iron Mountain at 48th Street in Van Buren.
Okay. Has your vehicle been modified to be lowered to the ground?
No.
Okay. Does it shift out of park?
With the key in, give me just a second. Let me make sure. So that it can go into neutral, right?
Correct.
All right, give me a sec. I'm feeling my way through this. Oh, come on. Oh, I started. Hold on. Oh, boy. Give me just a second. I don't know. Dropping everything. Very important. I currently have, and I can show ID and all that. I currently have my ignition. That's the other thing I need to get done. I need to get my ignition replaced. I currently have my ignition pulled out, and I started with a screwdriver. Because last week I had the ignition being worked on and he couldn't complete it. He said I got to take it to a shop and have the ignition replaced, but he made it where I could drive it in the meantime. Give me one sec. And I can show all the proper ID. I even have a insurance card right here. Hold on. Okay, it'll ship.
Okay. And is this service the result of an accident?
Nope.
Okay.
Something's wrong with it that I haven't had a chance to get into the shop yet, so I guess I'll get into the shop now.
Okay, and will you have the keys and be present when the provider arrives?
Yes, ma'am.
And will you need a ride with the provider?
Yes, ma'am. And then from there, I got to figure out how to get home.
So one person.
Oh, crap. Today's Saturday, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Crap, he won't be open till Sunday, or he won't be open till Monday. Ah, boy, this just gets better and better.
have no choice though. I can take the car to the shop and then run the key back to him. I just got to figure out how. Oh, wait, I can drop it through his door.
Okay. And can you give me the address of where you're located?
It is 4802 East Van Buren. It's called Iron Mountain.
Can you spell that street name for me, please?
Van Buren. Van Buren Street.
Okay.
I don't think the phone will let me look up the spelling without hanging up.
Okay, let me just put something in.
Van Buren.
And you're in Phoenix, Arizona?
It's not letting me look it up. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I pulled it up.
Thank you.
It's
cold out here.
So, what was the numbers again? Because my computer kicked it out.
The number to what? Oh, the address?
Yes.
4802 East Van Buren. If anything else goes wrong, if you just type in, if you just Google Iron Mountain at 48th Street in Van Buren, it'll pull up the address.
Okay. And where would you like to get the vehicle taken to?
Basically, it's 19th Avenue and Highland, Jim's Auto Repair.
Okay, Jim's Auto Repair.
It's Auto Repair or Automotive Repair, I forget which, but it's 19th Avenue and Van Buren. Or, sorry, 19th Avenue and Highland.
Is it in Prescott, Arizona?
No, Phoenix, Arizona. If nothing else, just put 19th Avenue in Highland. Because it's the corner.
For Jim's, you said Jim's Auto Repair?
His name is Jim. I think it's Jim's Auto or Jim's Auto Repair or Jim's Automotive Repair.
Let me just put Jim's Auto to see if anything pulls up.
But it's the south, I think, west corner of 19th Avenue and Highland.
One pulled up, but it's on West Lone Cactus Drive.
Yeah, that's not it. 19th Avenue and Highland.
So
just one block or one light south of Camelback
Avenue. Let's see what pulled up. I'll just Google it. So Jim's Auto, you said 19th Avenue, and what was that, the street, ma'am?
Highland. I believe that's just Highland.
Phoenix, Arizona. Let's see what pulled up. What is this? Nothing is pulling up.
I always have trouble finding it on Google. I can look up his number.
Because even when I put in 19th, if I put in Jim's Auto, and I put in 19th, the only thing that pulls up is West Long Cactus Drive. On 19th Avenue is Masterworks Tire. And then it's Jackson's Car Wash on East Highland Avenue.
Are you able to just put southwest corner of 19th Avenue and Highland?
I can take out Jim and put in 19th and Highland. So if I put that in, I see 19th Avenue in West Highland. I see a Presbyterian church. O'Reilly Auto Parts, Circle K.
There's an O'Reilly Auto Parts real close to there.
Okay, let me zoom
That's
in
where
some
he gets
more.
There's a Circle K there.
I see Circle K. Okay. What the only thing that pulls up is Millennium Auto Repair. Could he have changed his name?
That's possible. I know there's another shop right there, though.
Okay, then let me go here and zoom in.
It would do no good to call the number because it just rings and rings.
So I see Circle K, and I see Teaching Tots, Family First Funeral Services, CBS Auto Repair. And then there's
CBS
an Ethiopian.
No, that's it. CBS Auto Repair.
Okay. That address is 444 North 19th Avenue.
It's CBS Auto Repair. That's why I couldn't find it on Google. I forgot about that. I was thinking Jim's because the owner's name is Jim. It's CBS Auto Repair.
Okay. I make a note. Okay, so you're just going to get your car towed there and leave it there overnight. Do you know if he has a gate? Because if it's gated, then they won't be able to leave your vehicle.
No, there's a gate further back, but where I leave the vehicle at does not have a gate.
Okay. Okay, well, I have all of your information inputted. As soon as I secure a provider for you, you should receive a text message with the service provider's name, number, and ETA. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
That's it. I'm going to go inside right now and find out if I can just badge him in or if he's got to push the button and let them know. Either way, it's only less than 30 seconds either way.
Okay.
And I appreciate it, ma'am.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.